Maggie Bodden-Doreen Hannis is my guest this morning. Truthfarmer.wordpress.com is her blog. So you were talking about the raw milk and cookies freedom riders out there. So let's talk about what these ladies have been up to, please.
Okay, well, the first one that they did was actually going from Pennsylvania into Maryland in front of the FDA headquarters in Maryland. And they're transporting milk purchased legally in one state across the border into a state where it is illegal and consuming that milk and sharing that milk and spreading it out.
Okay. Oh, boy, they're pretty dangerous criminals, aren't they? They're pretty, ooh, baby. It's like almost like Bonnie and Clyde, huh?
Well, here's the thing. Seriously, the FDA has just been destroying people's lives over raw milk for quite a while here. It has been effectively a war. Now, people should be allowed to consume what they want to consume from the sources they want to procure it from.
And I agree.
And the FDA says, no, that's not the case. They can tell you what you can or cannot eat and basically control everything that you consume. And that is the push here. It's come down to, no, you don't have the authority to tell me what I may or may not eat. And that is being challenged in raw milk in this way. And the FDA issued a statement after the first one that they said that it has never been our intention to prosecute someone transporting raw milk for their own use across state lines. Okay? For their own use. That does not extend to your children. So,
okay.
And it doesn't extend to your neighbor. So it's, if you want to pick it up in a different state and take it home and drink it yourself and not share it with anybody, that's okay with them, and they won't persecute you for that. But if you want to pick it up in a different state, take it home, and for heaven's sakes, maybe even have a neighbor over for raw milk and cookies, then that's a problem. Okay, so the FDA has been going after farmers, and they came out with this statement to try to appease people, but we've kind of learned how to read, Maggie, and they're having a problem with that because they have an agenda. The agenda is to stop the production, distribution, and consumption of raw dairy products. This is not a law. This is not something put in the Federal Register. This is just one of their desires.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what they're doing. And the Raw Milk Freedom Riders is just to bring that into sharp focus so that people understand it. Now, one little caveat on the side here. In Illinois, evidently it is illegal to videotape a police officer. So it's going to be an interesting thing. Tomorrow they are having this ride. They're buying the milk in Wisconsin, taking it down to Chicago, and they're going to have a big raw milk and cookies party there. So you can go online and find out everything about that at rawmilkfreedomriders.com. And if you're in the area, I'd say go.
Well, you know, there's some people that call in here from Chicago. So maybe if they're listening today, they will go down to, let me tell you where it's going to be. It's at Independence Park, 3850 West Irving Park Road in Chicago. Here's the zip code for those of you who get into your GPS, 60618, at 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I'm not sure if Chicago is Eastern or Central Time. So,
Central. It's Central.
Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, kiddies. There you can go and have a little milk and cookies for lunch, which I suggest people in that area, you do that, because the only way, you know, I have a guest that I bring on routinely, and he says that the American people just need to start saying no. And you know what? It sounds like an oversimplification, Doreen, but I think it really does amount
Amen
to simply
to that.
That. Mm-hmm. It's time to stand up and just say no. Listen, we have to go to another break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. My name is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. We'll be back in 3. Don't change that dial.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod. My guest, Doreen Hannis, truthfarmer.wordpress.com is her blog. So I had a delivery when we were on break, and it happens to be chocolate. Somebody sent me some chocolate, some of my favorite chocolate for Christmas, which of course I don't need. The only thing missing, Doreen, is I have no raw milk to drink with it.
Uh-oh. Well, you live in Pennsylvania.
That won't prevent me from eating it, though. I must tell you that. I will still eat this. I'm eating sponge candy, which is good stuff. If you don't know what it is, it's good stuff. So,
sponge candy. No, I don't know.
Well, you know what? It's kind of a native, too. I grew up outside of Buffalo. I think it may be a native Buffalo thing, but, it's excellent stuff. It's this spongy interior covered with chocolate, and the place to get it from is Fowler's Chocolate in Buffalo, and they do ship it everywhere, and it is some good stuff, I am telling you. Anyway, so we're talking about raw milk and how they want to deny us the right to put whatever we want in our body, and I personally like to put all kinds of, I like to eat all kinds of things, and I'm not too keen on the idea of somebody telling me I can't have salt, or I can't have chocolate, or I can't have raw milk or meat or anything else I may desire at that point in time. It's really none of their business. And what I had mentioned before we went to break, and it always seems to me when I hear my friend Bill who comes out with me say we need to say no, it sounds like such an oversimplification. But in reality, isn't that what these people who, the raw milk riders, the freedom riders are doing? They're saying, no, we're not going to go along with this.
Well, yeah, that's part of what they're doing. The other thing is this challenging the jurisdiction. That's a major, major important thing here. we have this idea that anything the federal government or their agents say goes, and that is incorrect. So that's being challenged. Now, there's a Amish farmer in Indiana, and the FDA was going to indict him on a federal count for transporting raw milk across state lines to Michigan to a man there who has several different food clubs that are private organizations, and he supplies the milk from this farm in Indiana to the food club.
Okay.
Well, the sheriff in Elkhart County, Indiana, pushed the issue with the FDA, and the FDA has backed off. And this just happened. The sheriff said, you don't have the jurisdiction, so if you continue to harass this citizen, I or my officers will be instructed to arrest you.
You know, that's excellent news, because there's a handful of sheriffs in different areas of the country. Now, this is Elkhart, Indiana, you said? So
yes, Elkhart,
we've got a we've got a constitutional sheriff in Elkhart, and there are some up in Northern California. In fact, I'm going to have one of them is going to join me from Siskiyou. I think it's pronounced Siskiyou County. He's going to be on with me in a couple weeks, I think.
Okay.
That are fighting back. I know there's one down in, I believe it is New Mexico or Nevada, who said that you're not going to stop the people from harvesting the timber. And he and one of the actual the politicians down there, I'm not sure if he was a state rep or a congressman or what, cut down the first trees. But there are some people. We're starting to see rumblings of people and sheriffs stand up, and it is just excellent, excellent to see them understand what their role is and actually do what they are elected to do, which is to defend the rights of the people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very heartening to see these kinds of things occurring. And it needs to happen, because the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction beyond Article 1, Section 8 within the state. I mean, they don't. So it has to be pushed to constrain them.
Yeah,
that's what has to happen, and people have to be educated. Now, you know, this is really one of the best actions that I've seen on the part of the literal food supply by any of these sheriffs. There have been a couple of instances in the past where sheriff in Bighorn, Wyoming, told the feds to get out. I believe that was the IRS that was harassing one of the citizens there. And now they're going to become more active on these FDA issues, and I'm hoping that people will get their local sheriff educated on this. You know, go ahead and get the book. Now, it isn't like a magic bullet, okay? It's not a magic bullet, but it's another weapon in the arsenal that we have to have knowledge about so that we can stand up properly for our rights and the rights of our neighbors.
You know, I know Sheriff Mack is trying to get have some kind of a conference with as many sheriffs as possible from all over the country, and I can't think of what he's wording it, and I'll have to look that up. Maybe I will before the end of the show today. But
it's like $1,000, I think it is.
To sponsor your sheriff, to have them go and attend Sheriff Mack's conference so they can become educated on what their true role is, which, of course, we know most of them really have no idea. And then we got to make sure we have sheriffs elected who have the spine to actually do what it is they're supposed to be doing in the first place. But at least this is a start. I mean, it does give you hope.
Yes, it definitely gives me hope, you know, and I'm very happy about that. That's a very positive development. And right the day before, you know, it is Pearl Harbor Day, but the day before this Raw Milk Freedom Ride in Chicago, you know, it's really positive to push the jurisdiction issue. And it's very important, because we have to have these clear lines. Otherwise, why do we have local government? Why do we have state government? If everything the feds say is what needs to go, we can save a whole lot of money and just not have any of this local or state government, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's what they're attempting to do through all these unelected boards that they're creating all around the country, is to eliminate your little voice, your little veto voices all around by constructing or creating these boards that answer to no one. And I had come across a document, and it was the Tides Foundation, the Gamaliel Foundation. This was from a couple years ago, and their verbiage in this document was their goal was to set up Soviet structures, regionalism, but they called them, they wanted to eliminate the little box voices that would be the veto voices that stood in the way of the big box voice, and they want to have these regional structures just would essentially have, you know, one large group, a few handful of groups in all of the states that would be making the rules and enforcing these rules based on nothing but nonsense, and we would all be just slaves to it if we don't recognize what it is that they're doing, and we don't bother to say no, we don't stand up. You know, I'd be curious, Doreen, to be honest with you, I know you homeschool your kids. I'd be curious how many people listen to this network have figured out that they need to homeschool their kids. I'd like to know. I really would. I'd like to know if they are listening to what the different people talk about that come on the different shows that are on this network. I'd be very curious how many people heed the advice of the people that are brought onto the shows and actually decide to, hey, I'm pulling Janie out of this indoctrination camp and teaching her how to add one and one to get two myself, because she won't be able to get two if she stays in school.
Well, right. It's the critical thinking that simply isn't being taught. And also, I mean, even when I was in public school, we were not taught how the agencies work at all. We had no civics classes.
No.
Well, I mean, we got American history, their version of it, but we had no instruction in government whatsoever. You know, so everything that I've learned, I've learned outside of school, obviously, but, you know, it's just quite interesting that the dominant thing is if we're ignorant, they can get away with this stuff. If we're not ignorant, then they can't, because it pushes the issue, it brings them into the light, and they're forced to back off.
Yeah. Well,
and I think it's important, but you're right. I think the homeschooling issue, or you know, smaller. Some people are putting together like smaller, little private schools with others that have kids that, you know, of the same age, because so many people have two parents working now, and they have to just to, you know, keep the wheels turning.
Yeah,
it becomes difficult for them to homeschool. So there are smaller groups that are trying to share the load, basically, of taking the children out of the indoctrination centers and putting them into actual education. And, you know, just you have to think outside of the box. That's all. You have to think outside of the box. And it's tough, but it's very worthwhile.
Well, so. I certainly think so. I mean, if you want your kids to have any shot at freedom and liberty, you're going to have to teach those concepts to them, because they are not going to get it in the school classroom where they're shutting the heat off because we're saving the earthworm or something, you know, we're
shutting the heat off and taking away the toilet paper.
Yeah, right? Just amazing. Listen, the number to call in today if you have a question or comment for my guest, Doreen Hannis, is 800-313-9443. Her website, truthfarmer.wordpress.com. I will link to her website on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there under the tab entitled Podcast. Doreen Hannis' website will be listed. I promise I will put it up there. I'm sometimes a little tardy with these things, but I get to it sooner than later. But please go to her website, read her articles, and get involved. Take some action, people. Do something. Don't just sit there. Do something. Anything. Anything is better than nothing. Because nothing has gotten us where we are today. We'll be back. We're going to break. 3 minutes. We shall return.
you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Doreen Hannis, truthfarmer.wordpress.com, is my guest. And we have a caller from Colorado. So, Doreen, let's take her. We have Diana calling from Colorado. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Oh, hey, good. How you doing there, kiddo?
I'm eating
chocolate, so I'm happy as can be.
You know what?
The hell?
So am I, because you made me hungry for it, listening to you.
Oh.
Hi, Doreen.
Hello there. I am not eating chocolate. I feel left out.
Oh,
ah, well, you are left out. You've got to get some.
Well,
a little chocolate.
Maybe later.
Maggie, since you and your guest were talking about some of the farming issues, you may have covered it. I don't know. Are you aware of the Global Harvest Initiative?
Global Harvest Initiative? No.
Okay. It was established in 2009, and we have companies like DuPont, John Deere, which I heard Bill Gates had just taken over or has controlling interest of, Monsanto, IBM, Nature Conservancy, World Wildlife Fund, all the biggies on there.
Okay.
And when I first looked at it, I thought it was just something for Africa. But when you click on their events section, it will talk about, and they've got some big forums coming up in February of this year.
Okay.
When you click on to the, as I said, go to the events and then the more information under American section, and it says Agricultural Outlook Forum 2012.
Uh-huh.
And when you click on to that, it shows where they're going to be having farm income outlook, conservation and environment markets. One that caught my eye was why every American should care about the future of rural water. You've got livestock and poultry sections.
Yeah, it's, you know, it sounds exactly like the type of thing that they're doing all the time. I'll have to check into that in specific, but what they like to do is run off of five-year strategic plans, these Global Harvest Initiative. It's a consortium, so again, we have something that's being done by consensus, by experts, who then go to the agencies and write the regulations to control what you do, you know?
Well, absolutely. Nature Conservancy has so many memos of understandings and memos of agreements that they are absolutely controlling our federal agencies, and they have been doing so for years.
Yes.
And are proud of it. And I think this is something, this Global Harvest Initiative is something that really people need to be aware of, because with that many big companies involved in it, you got problems.
Okay. I just Googled it up, and this is very important, and we've been talking about the National Animal Identification System, ADT, NLIS, NAIT, whatever you want to call it, the tracing and tracking of all the animals. The thing that comes after that from the OIE in the animal sector is called the Guide to Good Farming Practices. It's part of good agricultural practices, and when I clicked on, I typed in Global Harvest Initiative, first thing that came up is the GAP report. There are two gaps. There's the good agricultural practices and then the Global Animal Partnership. And that is HSUS in league with the OIE and these other governmental organizations to control how animals are raised, how they're housed, who gets to house them, and that they have to have five freedoms. They have to be free from stress, free from fear, free from temperature changes, free to express their natural behavior, all these sorts of things. So
how can you tell whether or not a chicken is free from fear? What is a chicken doing when they're expressing their natural behavior? Eating their own feces? Is that what they're doing? I mean, what is this? please. It's just,
well, part of the thing is to get rid of all cages in agriculture. Now, chickens, they will, you know, the term hen pecked. It's because they will pick on somebody in their group and they'll kill them, you know.
Yeah.
Now, caged eggs, I have my own chickens. I'm very spoiled. Okay, I'm very spoiled. I don't have to buy the stuff from the grocery store, and I'm very thankful for that. But they want to control how everything is raised, and part of that is to have this system of standards, and some of them might actually be good. But the issue, to me, is the control factor, not whether or not a particular aspect of what they deem to be a full process is good, bad, or indifferent, okay? It's the controlling of everything that I have an issue with.
Well, yeah, I have a problem with control, too. I really do. Diana, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Nope, other than I see on the events that Bill Gates is going to give a talk. And doesn't it make you wonder how much Bill Gates knows about farming, Maggie?
I don't think Bill Gates knows much about farming. Bill Gates thinks that he just is smarter than everybody else, and he's one of these people who thinks that he should rule the world. That's all Bill Gates knows, is he's got an ego the size of Alaska, and he thinks he's smarter than us, and he knows better, so he should be in control. And I think he's an idiot, personally.
I agree.
An educated idiot.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
That's all I wanted to tell you, Maggie.
Okay.
And,
thanks for calling, Diane. We're going to hit the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody, so don't change that dial. Doreen Hannis and I will return in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121. 4121.
The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will have a link for my guest Doreen Hannes's website, truthfarmer.wordpress.com, on mine under the tab entitled podcast. And I wanted to mention somebody had emailed me that we were talking about the Sheriff's Project, Doreen, and the website you can go to if you want to get involved in getting your sheriff to this conference, I guess, that Sheriff Mack is putting on is countysheriffproject.org. So for everybody listening, check out that website, countysheriffproject.org. We have another caller. So let's grab this caller, Doreen. We have Scott in Arizona. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to throw something out there. I don't know if you're aware of, are you familiar with Alfred the Dask?
I've heard of him, and I've been to his site a little bit, yeah.
Okay. I would think that the two of you would have a very interesting conversation. Here's why. You've got all this information about, you know, this plan for the treatment of animals and controlling everything about the animals. And Alfred Adask has come to find in his experience, and according to him, has been quite successful by following this path, that we, and you can also find this, and he pulls this out of statutes, and I believe also court cases, but I was looking for the specifics before I got on the phone so that I could quote them, but I wasn't able to pull them up quickly enough. But, Alfred talks about how we, the people, have essentially been deemed animals.
Yeah.
And this is where a lot of the basis comes from for the abrogation of our rights. And it just seems quite interesting that there's just this huge push towards really tightening the screws into the control of animals, and that we are considered to be animals. And I just, you know, it'd be real interesting to look into even more closely the correlation between a lot of this stuff that's coming out and what he has found. So I just throw that out there as food for thought.
All right. I would have to agree. I mean, we are definitely being herded. And earlier in the broadcast, Maggie, we kind of alluded to that as far as the information management and this continual, like, bam, ba-bam, ba-bam. So they inure us to the things that are going on, the things that should outrage us just become a daily occurrence. So we don't react.
Go back and look at, and you look at those maps of, you talk about herding, you look at the maps that were originally discovered by Dr. Kaufman through the biodiversity treaty.
Yes.
Back in the 90s, and that's exactly what's going on.
Yes. So,
well, you know,
Go ahead, please. Well, I was just going to say, if you go by these definitions, now the OIE, which is the international organization that's the easiest to think of as the global USDA, they're the ones in charge of everything agriculturally animal-oriented in these WTO agreements. They define an animal as a mammal, bird, or bee. Mammal, you know, so we're right in there.
Sure.
Now, my question is, who are the farmers? Who are the ones who are taking care of the herd?
Well, will they be the people who rebel and fight back, and so they're going to be putting them out on the plantation? I don't know.
Maybe this is where David Icke's reptilians come in.
There you go. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I've been looking for lizard people. I just haven't really come across them.
They're all down in D.C. They're all down there. That's where they are.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. That's all I want to call in with.
Thank you. That is interesting. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit, if we could. I know you and I had a conversation a few months ago about what was going on with FEMA in your county with all the flooding and that stuff. Can you update us on what they've been up to down there with the FEMA taking control with in the floodplains and that, or ones or areas they're deeming is a floodplain when, you know, it hasn't flooded in 250 years?
Right. Well, okay, what is happening, and again, this goes back to grant money, a county not too far from where I'm located had FEMA tell them that they are redesigning the entire county, and they're designating what areas are floodplains and what areas are not. And the county commissioners in Missouri, there are three for every single county, it doesn't matter how many people live there, were against this and lodged, like, formal complaints and attempted to stop this, and FEMA said, well, we're doing it because you took some money from us, so tough. You get our governmental structure regardless. And regardless of the fact that, you know, these are areas that haven't flooded in forever, they're being designated as flood areas.
What county is that, Doreen?
It's Howell County. And okay. This is happening all over the country. I mean, it's going by region in some areas, which comes through the Council of Government, the regional government structure.
Yeah.
And it's happening county by county or even in subdivisions of counties. It's happening all over the place. Now, they basically did the same thing with really the whole top half of Arkansas last year.
Has there been anybody that you know of who is specifically, like, fighting this, informing people what they're doing? You know, I don't know. To me, it seems, again, going back to the just say no, but I would say, well, I don't care if we took your money. We're not doing it anyway. Tough.
Well, here's the problem, and we're talking about contract law. What happens with contract law is when the contract, you're in violation of the contract, you lose. You've contracted by taking the money to do what they tell you to do.
And that's a matter of law, and it's in there. Wickard versus Filburn still stands. And that is the way that it goes. When you take the money, grant money, or, you know, any of these types of cooperative agreement money, sometimes they will pay money for partnerships, but usually it's cooperative agreements and grant money. You take that grant money, and you're under their thumb. They call the shots. And this is happening all over the place. It's not just, you know, held to the Ozarks. It's happening all over the country.
No, I know that is, but you know what? Contracts are broken every day, and people don't uphold their end of the so-called bargain all the time. So I think that maybe that's what people just need to start doing in regards to these total invasions of your rights, your freedom and liberty.
Well, to push the issue of it's an invalid contract because there wasn't full disclosure, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they didn't put all their cards on the table. It sounds to me like it was fraud and the inducement. I don't know. Well, I'm no legal scholar here. I'm just throwing in my two cents. But, it's just, I mean, at some point you're going to have to take a position at some point. People are going to have to take a position like those raw milk riders. Everywhere across the country where these people, these governmental agents who are out there, like, you know, and I'm sure you probably heard about this a month or so ago from somebody from the Department of Health in one of the counties, and I think it was Nevada. Community-sponsored agricultural mm-hmm. event, and they were having their picnic, and she came along and said that, you know, they had to destroy all the food and the vegetables. They were biological hazards and blah, blah, blah. And I would just say, get the hell off my property, and I'm not going along with this.
Mm-hmm.
And not just stand there and say, oh, okay, I'll destroy all of this edible food just because you are telling me this. I mean, even the people who are complying with this, I don't care if it is their job. That's no excuse. Ignorance is no excuse.
Right. Yeah, I agree, you know. And I pity the fool that comes on here.
Yeah.
Tries that.
Yeah, right?
But you're right. It does come down to just say no, and it comes down to say no in math. You know?
Exactly.
And people have to comprehend that we can't compromise anymore, period. We are compromised.
Exactly. I was so thrilled because I got an email indirectly. My brother had sent it to me from my nephew, and my nephew hadn't sent it to me, but he was forwarding something Thomas Jefferson had said, and I was thrilled. I couldn't believe it. I thought the kid, well, he's not a kid. He's about 40 years old. I thought, oh, I can't believe it. Maybe something I've said when I see him every year is rubbing off. Though I know mm-hmm. he doesn't really, you know, a lot of it goes in one ear and out the other. But sooner or later, you know, you throw enough stuff against the wall, something's going to stick. So I was just excited. You know, I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to give myself credit for it. Maybe I had absolutely nothing to do with it. Who the hell cares? The point is that the kid's waking up. So.
Right, right. And, you know, and that is happening all over the place. It's happening in mass, and we just have to keep it happening and be ready with answers. Now, there is so much going on that nobody can be on top of everything, Maggie. I'd like to reflex a little bit to this Global Harvest Initiative that was Diana, wasn't it?
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Colorado? Okay. The reason that Bill Gates is involved in this is because of the information management side of this. He's very good at that. Can he plant food? I highly doubt it. But the entire thing is all about inventory control and who's producing what, where they're producing it, and how they're producing it. At least that's what I've been able to ascertain just in a little bit looking at that site, because it's the same thing as other things, you know. It's like,
yeah,
I've been there before. They just changed the name and have a little bit of a different rotating cast of characters. But the plan is to control and inventory everything under the name of sustainability. And they're saying, you know, we're going to have so many people in 2050 that we're not going to be able to feed them. How are we going to feed them? Well, through genetically engineered food, which will kill us. It'll certainly lower the number of people, through controlling how much can be produced and where it can be produced and by whom. Well, instead of just managing the crops, we're going to manage the people. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to tell you how much you can eat, and you're going to eat less, and you can't have salt, and you can't have sugar, and you can't have meat, and you can't have this, and you can only have 5 gallons of water a day, and on and on and on and on. And
right. Also, to be loving and kind and to protect our environment, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
please.
It cleans itself, for heaven's sake.
Well, it never goes away. It only changes form. I mean,
right.
That whole water cycle that some of us remember learning in, I don't know what, fourth grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all it does is just a continuous cycle that doesn't go away. And this is what a lot of people just don't get. And they don't know. They haven't been taught. They're in a school that's teaching them to, you know, sing Kumbaya. And
Well, it's because instead of scientifically accurate principles, we now run off of science-based principles. So if there's a little bit of basing in science, it doesn't have to be accurate, it doesn't have to be proven and repeatable, it doesn't have to have any veracity, it just has to have a science base to it. And then that is acceptable, and they can write regulations on that, Maggie.
Yeah.
That's why milk is oil, according to the EPA.
Milk is oil?
Yeah, they last spring issued a regulation, and any dairy farmer who has in excess of 12,500 pounds of milk has to have an oil spill prevention plan in place, approved by the FDA, because they said that milk, it has fat in it, is oil.
Oh, my.
Okay? So now, they've backed off to some extent on that, but it was one of those things where people were so outraged that they contacted Congress, and Congress asked them to back off a little bit. So they backed off a little bit, but it'll be back.
Yeah, yeah, they'll just come from another angle.
Yes, you know, and it's these agencies all working together for the same design. So, you know, we just have to... We have to be aware of as much as we can be aware, and we also need to know, and this is, there is nobody alive that knows every aspect of Agenda 21 and up-to-date and current on it, and there's nobody that knows every aspect of it, period. But the same outline applies to all of these different aspects. Okay, you can take the same flow chart and just change the name for whatever part you're talking about, and it'll be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
It doesn't vary. It doesn't vary as far as their MO goes. Just the names get changed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same framework, same green print, if you will.
Right.
That is the same structure underlies everything that they're doing.
Yeah, so... You know, if you can just get the structure down, then all of these different aspects that are being controlled, education, finances, land use, water use, grocery use, energy use, all of these things, we can put it in a diagram so that people understand it. So that people can go, oh, they're filling this slot and that slot and this slot, and this is their design. Because they like to put out informational pamphlets that explain to you their desires, and they redefine words as they go along. So there's a language to learn in every aspect, and there's the redefinition, but the MO, the little players, are all the same pattern. So
Yeah. Well, one of the things that people listening could do is start to take a look at some of these little pamphlets that they put out and just reversing everything they're saying. This, they say A means this. This is what A really means, and this is what B really means, so on and so forth, and put
right.
that information out to people. What life will really be like, and is this what you really want?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Informed people making decisions based on information. Truth.
Well, that's what we need. That's definitely what we need. But we have to understand how they're doing what they're doing so that we can educate whoever our elected officials are so that we can take the proper stand peacefully against this stuff, you know? I mean, I'm all for as much peace as possible.
Well, yeah, I agree. Listen, we got one final break before we hit the final segment of the show. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't change that dial.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Maggie Rodden, and we've only got a couple minutes left with my guest, Doreen Hannis. Her website, truthfarmer.wordpress.com. And final thoughts, Doreen, what are the final thoughts you may have for today before the fat lady sings again for this radio show for one more day?
Before the fat lady sings? I would like to really encourage people to get out there and meet farmers, buy directly from them, get out of this controlled food supply, because it's up to us to create our own network and to be able to feed each other. And the best way to do that is going directly to the farmer and giving the farmer a livable wage so that he can stay on the land and make more food.
Okay. Is that the community-sponsored agriculture, is that the same?
CSAs are kind of co-opted to a large degree. That's a whole nother show about the controlling of the local food movement, Maggie.
Okay.
It's a subterfuge issue. But, you know, go to feed stores, go to the farmers markets to meet these people. Develop relationships. That's a dominant thing. We're all people, and none of us is an island. We need each other to stand up and to do the right thing so that our children can be free.
Okay. Well, maybe you can come on again soon and talk about that community-sponsored agriculture, because I'm sure people have a lot of questions about it. You know
yeah,
what
never
I mean?
Take grant money. You know, that's the number one thing. Never, ever take grant money. So.
Yeah, there you go. That's your first clue that something ain't right with a picture, huh?
Yeah, there you go. I think that's pretty much it. But I really appreciate the work that you're doing. And your listener, Diana, there, giving me that Global Harvest Initiative, that's quite helpful. Gives me something more to dig into deeper.
Yeah, there you go. Like you're bored and you have nothing to do, right? Well,
right.
I suggest get a little chocolate and start. You can read all day long about the Global Harvest, right?
Anyway, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, there you go. Just what you want to be doing. Doreen, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too.
Take
care.
All right,
be blessed. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Truthfarmer.wordpress.com is my guest's website, so please go there. Take a peek at the articles that she writes. She is a very, very talented writer, and she knows from whence she speaks. So, hey, isn't it the idea to have people on who know what it is they're talking about? Because you're getting it right out of the horse's mouth, and I think that's the best place to get information, personally. But then that's just my unsolicited opinion. Listen, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. Please, I will link to Doreen Hannis's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. There is a tab on my website, UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Please go there. Take a look. Start reading. Read the different. I've got links to all kinds of websites. People have put together tons of information. You're never going to be bored another day for as long as you live if you start getting involved and fighting back, which is what you need to do. Knowledge is power. Hey, listen, everybody. You know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be, isn't it? Just picture it. Oh, I can. Anyway, chin up. Better days are coming. We have people like Doreen Hannis in the world who is fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. It always does. I'll be back. Deanna Spingola is next, so don't change that dial. Take care, everybody, and have a little chocolate today. That's what I suggest. See ya.
Suppose there is such a place, Toto. There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.